where new music, classic rock, and alternative merge. WRXP New York, 101.9 RXP. The rock experience continues.
This song's called Anything, Anything.
Tonight, please just tell me what the hell is wrong. Do you wanna eat? Do you wanna sleep? Do you wanna drown? Just settle down, settle down, settle down. I'll give you candy, give you diamonds, give you pills, give you anything you want. Hundreds of bills. I'll even let you watch the shows you wanna see. Just marry me, marry me, marry me. Of you tonight. You never stay awake when I get home. Something wrong with me. Something wrong with you. I really wish I knew, wish I knew, wish I knew. I'll give you candy, give you diamonds, give you pills, give you anything you want. $100 bills. I'll even let you watch the shows you wanna see. Cause you married me, married me, married me.
Listen, you screwheads. Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Well, I guess when nobody knows who you are, the best you're going to do for a celebrity endorsement is a clip of Robert De Niro from Taxi Driver. My name is Rich Russo. The name of the show is Anything, Anything on 101.9 RXP. And before we had Travis Bickle's monologue was the song that serves as the name of this weekly two-hour journey, Anything, Anything by Dramarama. We're actually going to be commercial-free for the entire 2 hours tonight as we launch this show. So there'll be plenty of music and plenty of time for me to ramble on about the songs. Right now, let's get to the first song. I've thought long and hard about a beginning song for this show. I really feel it needs to be this one. From 1986... The album is Life's Rich Pageant. The band is R.E.M. Here's Begin to Begin, 101.9 RXP.
Life's 101.9
RXP.
The New York Rock Experience.
Rock Experience.
101.9 RXP.
101.9 RXP proudly presents Matt Pinfield's Holiday Extravaganza, our first annual holiday concert starring the Ting Tings.
I ain't breaking the shop, but let me go. Hey!
The Duke Spirit. The Airborne Toxic Event. And Mike Doty. Pinfield's Holiday Extravaganza, December 9th at the Blender Theater at Gramercy.
Hey, it's Matt. Don't miss our Holiday Extravaganza. It's going to be our first of many, a new tradition in New York City.
Tickets on sale now and available through Ticketmaster. Please bring five or more cans of non-perishable food to benefit City Harvest.
More details now at 1019RXP.com.
RXP. This is Anything Anything with Rich Russo. You can reach the show via email at anythinganything@1019rxp.com. That was Tough Darts, part of the 1970s punk movement right here in New York City, with All for the Love of Rock and Roll. Before that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Anything That's Rock and Roll, and we had the Replacements with Left at a Dial. Just thinking, maybe now I should play like Sean Cassidy's cover of Eric Carmen's That's Rock and Roll. I think we're going to skip that for now. Those three songs I just played actually kind of serve as a mission statement of this show, Anything Anything. I've always kind of felt that music is the most personal and yet one of the most shared experiences one can have. And my definition of a great song is probably different than yours. Hopefully we can build up some trust and you stick around for 3 minutes until the next one comes on. We've got a ton of great music out there and old stuff, new stuff, and we're gonna get rolling. A lot of things got ignored over the years through lazy programmers and greed of record labels. But rock has always persevered, and I feel it's going to become stronger. You know, the indie label now is just as important as the major label. The blogger is just as important as the magazine music critic. The club scene is overflowing with great bands. Vinyl sales are on the rise. I believe it's all coming full circle where the DJ once again will have input and influence. We'll be able to weed through all the music and turn you on to some great things. So with that being said, we got one more song in the mission statement vein. 28 years ago this week, The River became Bruce Springsteen's first number one album. He recorded somewhere near 200 songs for that double album. I remember I used to hang out with friends listening to horrendous quality bootleg cassettes of these outtakes from these sessions. We picked them up at like the record stores over here in the village. Fortunately, we finally got an official release of one of this song. It's an outtake. This is Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Where the Bands Are, 101.9 RX Experience.
RXP, the Rock Experience.
They're cutting off the throne. heart. You're a fighting as a soldier on this side. You're still a soldier in your mind, still nothing's on the line. Say it's money that we need, as if we're only mouths to feed. I know no matter what you say, there's some debts you'll never pay. Working for the church while your family dies. You take what they give you and you keep it inside. Every spark of friendship and love will die without a home. Hear the soldier groan, glad it alone. I can taste the fear. Lift me up and take me out of here. Don't wanna fight, don't wanna die, just wanna hear you cry. Who's gonna throw the very first stone?
You're listening to Anything Anything with Rich Russo on 101.9 RXP, New York's Rock Experience, and we're going commercial free tonight. And yes, you did hear that lyric correctly. Who's going to reset the bone? Powerful lyrics from an amazing tune by Arcade Fire. That one's called Intervention. Arcade Fire is one of those bands that recently had that whole groundswell and hype built up with magazine articles hyping an album before it came out, all the internet chatter and all the buzz, a string of sold-out gigs at nobody could get tickets to. And usually, I'm very leery to bands like that. I think we've all been burned. We've invested times in bands, energy, and they never really live up to the hype. I won't name any names of bands who actually had that hype and didn't deliver. Actually, maybe I'll give you a hint of one. They're from New York City, and I think they were named after a Billy Squier song. And actually, we've got a similar band right now that's going on, getting all this hype, and I don't think they're going to live up to it either, and they're going to fade away very quickly. But I remember watching Arcade Fire when they were on Saturday Night Live. They did Intervention. I was just actually spellbound. I actually ended up watching it like 6 times in a row. Then I saw them at United Palace, and I just basically left there with my jaw on the floor. They delivered, and I am so looking forward to the next album. Back to the word intervention. I think it's fitting as a lead into the next segment. I think it's safe to say that this country had an intervention on Tuesday. People stepped in and said, hey, enough. and a revolution and a movement was born. I was thinking of a few songs that can capture the moment as only rock and roll can. And the song I'm going to begin this set with is almost as jaw-dropping as the Arcade Fire was live. But not in the powerful, over-the-top musical way, but in a head-scratching way, because although these lyrics could have been written like last month for Barack Obama, they were actually written in 1994. It's very eerie how this song fits the whole Obama movement. This is Todd Snyder, and Somebody's Coming on 101.9 RXP.
Somebody's coming. Tell all these people who think they need money. Somebody's coming. Tell everybody walking tall and proud that the money talks, but it talks so loud that there's somebody coming that's gonna change. Somebody's coming. Tell all these people with their hateful opinions. Somebody's coming. Tell everybody in the KKK, in the FBI, in the CIA, that there's somebody's coming that's gonna change it.
RXP, the rock experience.
I've been a desperate man. I've been sheltered by a lonely dream. But there's a stranger here looking back above the bed through the sea. And
every night I throw you out, leave you stranded on a boulevard. You love that I use you up, I used you like I used them all. Well, the band's singing, hey. How would it feel and what would it mean? I'd only trade you in for Mary Magdalene. Oh, it wouldn't make me a saint. Yeah, it wouldn't make me a king. Then I wouldn't have to wait, wait around for the real thing. Well, the best.
You're listening to a commercial-free broadcast of the premiere of Anything Anything with Rich Russo on 101.9 RXP. That's Ryan Adams and Hallelujah from his Demolition CD. Before that was a 1994 song that Todd Snyder glanced into the future and saw Barack Obama, I guess. It was called Somebody's Coming. I was thinking about Ryan Adams when he was on with Matt and Leslie the other day while his song was playing. I realized, I think that guy releases 12 new songs a week. He's impossible to keep up with. I think you probably need to get like an external hard drive just to gather all of his music. It's funny, one of the more depressing images of elections past was watching one of my all-time favorite artists in 2004 single-handedly trying to put John Kerry in the White House. It was depressing because there was nothing that Bruce could do to offset the fact that, I guess when they checked the medical history of John Kerry, they never noticed that he had a charisma bypass. So at least this time when Bruce hit the road, lack of charisma was not an issue with Barack Obama. And when the Obama landslide happened on Tuesday, I not only felt great for me, for backing the right candidate, of course, and feeling great for the country, being on the road to recovery and getting our act together. I also felt great for Bruce Springsteen, because he put it all out there yet again, and this time it mattered, and this time it succeeded. 2 days before the historic election, at a rally in Cleveland, Springsteen treated the streets of Cleveland, as well as anyone watching on CNN or streaming on the web, to a new song that's possibly going to be on the next album, but it was definitely for Barack Obama. I can't wait to hear the band version of this one, although it's pretty neat sounding the way it is right now. Bruce Springsteen, Working on a Dream, 101.9 RXP.
We're going to dedicate this one to Senator Obama.
Out here the nights are long, the days are lonely. I think of you and I'm working on a dream. I'm working on a dream. Now the cards I've drawn's a rough hand garden. I straighten my back in. I'm working on a dream. I'm working on a dream. I'm working on a dream. The
someday. Rain pouring down, I swing my hammer. My hands are rough from working on a dream. I'm working on a dream. Go! I'm working on a dream. The trouble can feel like it's here to stay. I'm working on a dream. Well, I love will chase the trouble.
And I love my country because righteous, and the river shall open for the righteous, and the river shall open for the righteous someday.
You're listening to Anything Anything with Rich Russo on 101.9 RXP, New York's Rock Experience. And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, and I sure ain't no imperialist, and I ain't no Democrat, and I ain't no Republican either, and I only know one party, and its name is freedom. I am a patriot. Pearl Jam live, Nassau Coliseum, 2003 actually, singing what I feel is the best political song of all time, I Am a Patriot. Written by little Steven Van Zandt, that actually appeared on Steven's second solo album called Voice of America. Jackson Browne also did a great version of that. It's funny how the word patriot gets distorted nowadays between the crap that Sean Hannity calls patriotism, the hastily rushed Patriot Act, and of course that cheating football team up in New England. Had to get that in. I'm a Jets fan, and we got a big game this Thursday. We better win. And since I just declared little Steven's I Am a Patriot as the best political song of all time, that means that Blowing in the Wind, but the times they are changing aren't. But I do feel that no political music discussion could ever happen without including Bob Dylan. And since this set of music has been highlighting what just happened this past Tuesday, I want to end this segment with a rarely played Bob Dylan song. It's from 1978. But from the opening line of 16 years, maybe Clinton 8, Bush 8, to the last two verses, including references to Eden burning and that peace will come, to the title, Changing of the Guards, kind of makes a lot of sense right now. This is from the album Street Legal. It's Bob Dylan, Changing of the Guards, on 101.9 RXP.
Divine.
where new music, classic rock, and alternative merge. WRXP, New York. 101.9 RXP. The rock experience continues.
And you're listening to Anything Anything with Rich Russo. We're commercial free tonight for 2 hours, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. You know, when I was 14 years old, one of my best friends died after a lifelong bout with leukemia. I always had told myself, you know, that I would try to get involved with charities and do as much as possible and use whatever voice and resources I had to make a difference. In June of 2007, I was honored to be asked to join the board of directors of Musicians on Call. Musicians on Call is a nonprofit organization that brings live and recorded music to the bedsides of patients in healthcare facilities. They facilitate healing from all types of sickness through the power of music. They've already touched over 120,000 individuals through their volunteer bedside performances. Musicians on Call also created CD pharmacies and Project Playback. CD pharmacies are available at 220 facilities and supply patients with a complete CD library and players at no charge. Project Playback gives patients the opportunity to have their own music recorded and produced. I'm very proud to be part of an organization that does such a great job utilizing the different aspects of music to bring a little hope and happiness to those who need it most. If you're interested in finding out more about Musicians on Call, please check out their website at musiciansoncall.org. That's musiciansoncall.org. Hey, on Friday night, I was at a Terminal Blind Spot over there on 56th Street to catch the Hold Steady show. It was my second time seeing the Hold Steady. I had first seen them, I guess it was over a year and a half ago, in North 6 at Brooklyn when the Boys in America CD had just come out. I realized then, and then I was realizing it yet again Friday night, that this may be the best American band to come out in the last 15 years or so. I really do think they have the potential to become one of those great American rock bands that can get mentioned in the same discussion with REM, The Replacements, and Pearl Jam. Only time will tell if that actually pans out, but I want you to get used to hearing these guys on this show every week. This is the title track of their new album. It's The Hold Steady, Stay Positive, 101.9 RXP.
And it's a pretty good feeling. Yeah, it feels pretty good. I get a lot of double takes when I'm coming around the corners, and it's mostly pretty nice. Yeah, it's mostly pretty alright, cause most kids give me credit for being down with it when it was back in the day, back when things were way different, when the youth of today and the early 7 seconds taught me some of life's most valuable lessons. Time when the scene will seem less sunny, it'll probably get druggy and the kids will seem too skinny. There's gonna come a time when she's gonna have to go with whoever's gonna get her the highest. There's gonna come a time when the true scene leaders will forget where they differ and get big picture, cause the kids at the shows, they'll have kids of their own. The sing-along songs will be our scriptures. We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive.
listening to Anything Anything with Rich Russo, the man who puts the Ram in hologram.
You can reach me via email at anythinganything@1019rxp.com. Oh, those crazy holograms from L.A. It's kind of like the Go-Go's and the Bangles merged with Josie and the Pussycats at a screening of the movie Heathers. But nothing is cooler than girl bands. And nothing is cooler than this band. It's a bunch of girls from Oslo, Norway. They're on the Wicked Cool record label. Visit it at wickedcoolrecords.com. Fasten your seatbelts. It's the Cocktail Slippers. Rock and Roll Babe, 1019 RXP, Anything Anything.
1019 RXP, New York's rock experience.
I went down to check out the local disco show.
Pinfield in the morning.
We're hanging out with Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Most musicians are very behind Barack and feel great about it. America is the best place in the world again, just overnight.
Matt Pinfield, weekday morning, 6 to 10 on 1019 RXP.
Oh,
101.9 RXP, New York's rock experience, and you're listening to the commercial-free premiere of Anything Anything with Rich Russo. Every Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. What's up with that? The Dictators. And we had Rock and Roll Girl by The Beat, which I thought kind of tied in really nicely with Rock and Roll Babe by The Cocktail Slippers. Back to The Dictators, you know, a legendary New York City band, one of the founding bands of American punk and of course, of the rock scene right here in New York City. Unfortunately, never got their due, never got any respect. Maybe potentially could have been up there with the Ramones. Not sure about that, but they never got past cult status. Maybe if they got some airplay back then, things could have been different. I guess it's never too late. We just played a Dictator song. Let's stay in New York City right now, and really, I don't think you can do any discussions of the New York rock music scene and not represent Lou Reed. Here's a great New York City song that's obviously done pre-Giuliani cleaning up the city. This is Dirty Boulevard on 101.9 RXP.
Pedro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. On the dirty boulevard, he's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. Your poor huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back at the Wilshire, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares up at the cracked ceiling. At the count of three, he says, I hope I can disappear and fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I want to fly, yeah. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly, 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 fly. From the dirty boulevard, I wanna fly away. I wanna fly. Fly, fly away. I wanna fly. Fly, fly away.
...1019 RXP, New York's rock experience.
People call me the scandalizer. The world was my appetizer. I turned gangs into fertilizer. King of the New York street. I broke hearts like a window pane.
check it out. Schools gave me nothing needed. To my throne I proceeded. Every warning went unheeded. The king of the New York Street. We walked off. Double dealer, king of the New York street. Well, I was only 16 years, so what could I have known? In my mind, these passing years, the legend sure has grown. You know, each time I jump behind the wheel of a pinstripe custom Oldsmobile, the guys would bow and the girls would squeal. They said, king of the New York street. What? Local bullies are deflated. Backstreet jive that I translated. Top 10 girls were all I dated. King of the New York street. We walked the set.
RXP, you're listening to Anything Anything. I'm Rich Russo. Has there ever been a song that embodies the spirit and toughness of New York City any more than that one? King of the New York Streets, Dion. Before that, Lou Reed's Dirty Boulevard. And actually, Lou Reed sings backup on the Dion song. Dion, of course, one of the all-time legends in rock music, originally hailing from the Bronx. And because of the cost involved at the time, decided not to get on the plane with Buddy Holly that fateful February night, almost 50 years ago. I'm sure that decision runs through his mind daily. Next up, we're going to have the Spring Standards. You know, they're now based here. They used to be originally from Delaware, Philadelphia area, and it's a very unique three-piece band. I happened to catch them last month at Maxwell's in Hoboken. And unlike any other three-piece band, which is usually a guitar player, a bass player, and drums, with the drummer set in the back, all three of the Spring Standards stand on the straight line across the stage, and the drum kit is actually split up amongst the three pieces. So the bass player is playing the kick drum while he's either singing or playing bass at the same time. You really just need to see this to fully understand it and appreciate it, but it sounds great. I think they're going to be back here maybe early January. Here's my favorite track off their new EP called No One Will Know. It's actually produced by Rhett Miller of the old 97s. This is the Spring Standards. The song is called Reply on 101.9 RXP.
I lost my bike and I lost my car, but my feet can get me to the nearest bar with you, baby, with you. I lost $10 and $100 more. Money's lots of things, but it ain't no cure for me, honey, for me. With a bed of bugs and a heart of clay, I may want you tomorrow, but not today. It's true, darling, it's true. reach out and wait for a reply. I lost the cards and I lost the dice. If you won't play fair, then you should play nice with me. Maybe with me. Broke my phone and I stubbed my toe. I lost the air when I found the floor with you. Honey, with you. Slipped on ice and I fell in snow. It hurts much more to never know what's true. Darling, what's true? You made a glass, but you hide it well. It's true, baby, it's true. I missed your call, but you called too late. If you tell me to go, don't ask me to wait for you. Honey, for you. I win it all when I lose my mind. Cause what you cannot lose, you sure can't find. It's true, darling, it's true. Shout and wait for a reply.
Wait for a reply.
Wait for a reply. Ooh, ooh.
This happened once before, when I came to your door, no reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. Your face. I tried to telephone. They said you were not home. That's a lie. Cause I know where you've been. I saw you walking your door. A lie. Cause I know where you've been, and I saw you walking.
RXP, this is Anything Anything. I'm Rich Russo. There's actually nothing wrong with your stereo. That version of the No Reply by the Beatles was in mono. I thought No Reply right after Reply. Kind of makes a little sense. Actually, today is November 9th. And November 9th is actually pretty historic in the history of the Beatles. two things. In 1961 on this date, Brian Epstein during lunchtime went over to the Cavern Club in Liverpool and actually saw the Beatles perform live for the first time. We all know what happened after that, of course, with Brian and the Beatles. Also on this date for the Beatles, 1966, John Lennon is in an art gallery in London and runs into and meets for the first time Yoko Ono. And we all, of course, know what happened next. So I guess I really wouldn't be like a good or diligent DJ and host if I didn't address that historic meeting of John and Yoko. And I'm not going to take the easy way out. We're not going to play the Ballad of John and Yoko. The show is not about the obvious. It's not about the safe play. It's called Anything, Anything for a reason. So what I've done is I've given Jen two CDs to randomly put into CD players. I have no idea which is which at this point. It's kind of like three-card Monty with CDs. Actually, it'd be two CD Monty, right? One CD is a 9-minute song by Yoko Ono, which she is, as expected, is screaming and yodeling incoherently. And the other is a song written about her. Either song fits this moment. So I'm just going to pick a CD, hit play. We're going to see what happens. I do apologize in advance if it's Yoko screaming for 9 minutes. But here we go. Oh, thank God. Bare Naked Ladies. Be My Yoko Ono, 101.9 RXP. We dodged the bullet there.
And if there's someone you can't live without, then do so. And if there's someone you can just shove out, well, do so. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono. Oh, isn't it beautiful to see two people so much in love? Bare naked acts, two virgins hand in hand and hand in glove. But now that I'm far away, it doesn't seem to me to be such a pain to have you hanging off my ankle like some kind of ball and chain. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono.
Be my Yoko. Oh no, here we go. Our life is one big fun. Oh no, here we go. It's Yoko sing one.
I know that when I say this, I may be stepping on pins and needles. But I don't like all these people slagging her for breaking up the Beatles. Don't blame it on Yoki. I mean, if I was John and you were Yoko, I would gladly give up music genius just to have you as my very own personal Venus.
You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono. Be my Yoko Ono. Be my Yoko Ono.
Be my
Yoko Ono. Whoa.
101.9 RXP, The Rock Experience.
Next to you. like me. Call me up and let me know that my sick guilt is so unwelcome. I'm so unwelcome. I'm so unwelcome. I hear noises in the darkness. I hear sadness in your voice. I hear noises in the darkness. I hear sadness inside you.
It's bringing me down. Oh, I
You're listening to Anything, Anything with Rich Russo on 101.9 RXP New York's Rock Experience. And actually, which makes this show so great that it's Anything, Anything, is that was the wrong song that got played. Anyway, we had a, that was a double, but it still was Tegan and Sara. It was a double shot of Tegan and Sara. I guess that's fitting because there's two of them and they're my second. Oh, the name of the song is You Wouldn't Like Me. It was fitting that we did that because two songs for Tegan and Sara because they're my second favorite set of identical twin girls from another country. That was called, like I said, You Wouldn't Like Me from their So Jealous CD. We also, before that, had I Hear Noises from If It Was You, which is what you would have done if you would have heard the whole Yoko song we would have played. So I just did three things from Canada. I just realized that, and that obviously was not intended. I don't think we should ever do three things from Canada in a row. And actually, if we ended up doing the 9-minute Yoko song, that was from Live in Toronto, which would have been another Canadian thing. So we won't do that ever again. Anyway, we're getting down to the home stretch here. It's like 10:40 here on a Sunday night. And this is my first show, and I mentioned Jen earlier. As you can presume and figure out is that I'm not your typical well-balanced radio guy with the slick voice and all that. So they kind of got training wheels on me, which is why you've heard every once in a while some Duane Eddy instrumental music in the background. And so when I'm speaking, if I like lose my train of thought, cue the music. We got it back on? We got to get the music back on. Sometimes it comes on, sometimes it doesn't. It's a crazy show up here. So just think, there it is, Duane Eddy Rebel Rouser is my background music. Just in case I lose my train of thought, there's music and we don't get dead air on this professional sounding radio station. But you know something? They're going to make me do this every week. So instead of having like instrumental tracks from the 50s and 60s, why don't we just get like local musicians up here, bring a guitar, bring a trumpet, bring a keyboard, and play live while I'm speaking in between the songs. If anybody's interested in doing that, why don't you send me an email at anything@1019rxp.com. We'll get somebody up here next week, and then we'll do it every single week from here on out, I guess. So back to Jen. You know, I was thinking I was getting just like an engineer or somebody that just was going to sit there and push buttons, but I'm actually getting an actual live RXP DJ, just in case I like got nervous and fainted or something. They had somebody who could come on and speak. So did a little research on Jen, and Jen is, you know, back SOU, heavy metal, very, very heavy metal oriented woman here. So what I'm going to do here is none of the, you know, I'm going to play something that I don't think she's ever heard before. It's one of my all-time favorite heavy metal songs. I even think that, like, Eddie Trunk's probably never heard of this song, and he's Mr. Heavy Metal in this town. So what I'm going to do is, actually, even thinking about this, Matt Pinfield was at my house, and we were playing all sorts of cool stuff that he wanted for the morning show. I played him this song, and he had no idea what it was. So this is actually off of vinyl. It's an import album. It's from Germany. I think the band's either from Germany, Holland, Belgium, somewhere, and I'm going to assume this may be the first time ever played on radio. The name of the band is Trance. The name of the song is Heavy Metal Queen, 1019 RXP, Anything, Anything.
1019 RXP, New York's rock experience.
RXP, anything with Rich Russo. And actually, you know, doing this show live every week, and probably that last whole break might have been good if we had this pre-recorded. Kind of bit of a train wreck there. Sorry about that. Anyway, during the trance song, you know, you got a lot of emails, actually. I started checking the emails, and I guess people are listening. And getting a lot of calls and emails regarding the Replacements. And one email actually said, I am so impressed that you're playing the Replacements. Fortunately, right during the middle of trance, that email had come in, so I figured we'd play Color Me Impressed by the Replacements from the Hootenanny album. The Replacements, as I had said earlier, is just an unbelievable band, and we will really, really get deep and familiarize yourself with that band because you're going to hear them every week. Actually, right now, you know, one of the things we're going to do here is we're going to try to find local unsigned bands. Here's a band from down the Jersey Shore called Status Green. They're actually going to be playing the Stone Pony. I think it's on December 6th. Check the Aquarian or East Coast Rocker, one of those magazines, for the exact schedule. This is Status Green. The name of the song is Juggling Knives. 1019 RXP. We'll be right back.
1019 RXP, The Rock Experience.
RXP, anything, anything. This is Rich Russo. And we're going to close every show with a different kind of closing song. I think that there's such a great rock catalog of songs about leaving and goodbye and sayonara, etc., etc. So but before we do that, we're going to get to a closing song that it's going to be a theme every week. I actually want to thank some people here. First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for the use of your ears, the use of your minds for these 2 hours. I'd also like to thank my father for always taking me to record stores and exploring new music with me, as well as teaching me the history of rock and roll. And of course, the philosophy that once your mortgage is paid every month, you can go spend any leftover money on records. Obviously to my mother for tolerating that as long as she did. To the folks here at Emmis, Dan Halliburton, no relation to the Dick Cheney Halliburton, for not jumping out the window of that Acela train that night. He got trapped next to me and the idea of this show was hatched. To Leslie Fram for having faith and allowing a virtual unknown to grace her airwaves every week. To Brian Schock for locking up all his sharp instruments in his apartment while listening to this and my song selection. To Matt Pinfield for, of course, just being Matt Pinfield. He's a fellow Jersey guy, a great friend, walking music encyclopedia, who I hopefully maybe surprise him with a few of these songs. To Steve Craig Phillips and the rest of the RXP Air staff for helping me out and making me feel welcome as part of the family here. To all the girls I've ever loved before. Actually, to hell with that. To all the girls I haven't loved yet. Hopefully this radio gig increases the action and the puppet show. To all my friends everywhere who have tolerated my opinions on music all these years and still actually hang out with me. to all my DJ and program director influences through the years of listening to radio, the late John Peel, Rodney Bingenheimer, Vince Scalza, Norm Weiner, Trip Reeb, the legendary WNEW staff here in New York City, like the late Scott Muni, Dano, and Richard Neer, etc. A special thank you to my good friend Little Steven Van Zandt, not only for 8 years ago bringing rock and roll back to radio and back to the public consciousness, but spending so much time with me explaining to me what makes a great song, what makes a great band, and how to think big and achieve more. So we are done tonight. We're going to leave by leaving New York City and heading down to Memphis to close out the first show. I really dig this band as our closing song tonight. If you have any suggestions for a closing song or any other songs, you can email me at anything@1019rxp. This is Rich Russo. Have a great week, and I'll be back same time next week. This is Lucero. I Can Get Us Out of Here Tonight.
Knock 'em down.
where new music, classic rock, and alternative merge. WRXP, New York. 101.